Repulsion, a 1965 British psychological horror film directed by Roman Polanski. The eye about his eye, the eye about his eye, the girl is sitting away from love, because the woman who is lying back is into sex, the girl would like some rest with respect to the rest, she is so much tired with respect to the ones are into sex, sex is sick for her because she seeks some peace of mind, her mind is not at peace. Those girls around her are into sex, now in the streets she is walking, a man sees her with eyes that she feels that she has to be careful, because those eyes are not care for her, she causes desire to the rest around her, this girl is Belgian, now that man is watching her from the window of that place wants to talk to her, she feels very uncomfortable, she doesn't want to look at him that much because he would like to have sex with her later and that would be the end of her virginity. She doesn't want to lose her virginity with a man who is not the right man to spend her life with, now that man would like to have a date with her, but she tells him that she has an appointment for that night, she is very much to avoid this man because he seems to think that she is going to be seduced by him, and it would be a problem for her because she feels teased by a man who thinks that all the girls who are sexy are girls with whom be with. Now she is in the elevator biting her nails, those nails are bitten because she manifests compulsive behavior when she is alone and thinks about that man who is around her and she does not like that but she does not know how to deal to get rid of him, she does not like to say no to someone, but that no for an answer is what it really has to be, now she is putting things in order in the bathroom, she likes order a lot because she is always controlling whatever it is around, now she is talking to her sister. The sister is feeling wasted about her and wants to spend some days away from their home. Now the man who is with the sister is causing a mess in the bathroom again. That is why she hates this man so much, because she thinks he is as interested in her as in her sister. Her sister even likes the idea that this man shares her with her sister, because for the sister that man is a great lover. Her sister is a virgin and she would like that virginity to be lost with that man. Her sister is for her like a little girl, now they have left home, that man is saying that the girl needs a doctor because she is away from the rest of the world, now the girl is alone at home, she does not feel afraid, she does not feel alone, she is wondering about nothing, she is only seeing things around her, now it is like a long time has passed and she is in bed after waking up suddenly, it seems that she is listening to her sister and the man as if they have returned home. It seems that they are having sex and she hears them, she feels that sex is sick when it involves making that noise, she does not want to hear that, now it is the next morning, she tells her sister that the man has to go with her when she goes away from home for a while, because the girl doesn't want that man around coming to her and looking for a way to make her for him, that man looks at her like she's crazy because he does not like her. Now the landlord of the flat tells them that they have to pay the rent because they are late in payment. The sister tells him that she will be traveling the next day and that the girl will pay him the money. Now a piano played by some neighbor is heard, they hear it and it seems that it is not played by someone who is into sex. Now the girl is at work again and a woman is crying. That woman is crying for a man, because that man has betrayed her. Now the girl thinks that the man was cruel to that woman, and now the woman is having a breakdown because time with him was a waste of time and it was not real love. Now the girl is in the streets again. The jazz sound is in reference to that she is going to have to be improvisation about everything that surrounds her because she is going to suddenly lose the control that she is constantly having. Now some girls are fighting for men. Those girls fight for men because they go crazy because men go with another girl that is not them, but this girl goes crazy if she is only sex, this girl does not like wild sex, she thinks wild sex is never the way to find love, it is not true that love means never having wild sex is normal for anyone who has had enough sex, wild sex is not for her because she is deep into religion, religion makes her avoid wild sex or any sex. Sex for her is a sin, that is why sex for her is to procreate only and not for pleasure, that girl thinks that love is enough to have, and sex is not really for her, now she is with that man and she allows him to kiss her, that kissing is sick for her and she gets out of the car and goes home, there she tries cleaning her mouth like crazy, she wants to clean it that much because that kissing was nasty for her. Her sister is at home and she wonders why she is home without saying anything. She goes to her room and there the girl is crying because of what happened with this man, because that man wants sex with her. He has the fantasy of raping her and forcing her to have sex. She notices that he wants her for sex. That sex would be so sick for her that she feels that she would kill to stop that rape. Now she seeks to rest in bed. She hears her sister having sex again. Hearing that is sick for her. She thinks sex is the sickest and craziest thing on earth. She thinks that sex is not like love. Love is having children and being happy with things you like. The nasty thing is having sex constantly about nothing but sex. Now is the next morning. Her sister is leaving the place. That girl is not wanting to be alone so long. Being like that for a long time is going to be a problem for her, because being alone is going to be hell for her. For her, hell is the place for those who are into sex, sex, sex. She is now at work again. She is being told that men are rubbish. She is expected to defend men. The girl is absent and she is sent to talk to her boss. The boss tells her to go home. Now the girl is alone at home and that's like hell for her. It's like hell because she is not dating someone, because she is not talking to someone on the phone, because she has not friends for a date. That girl does not want to have sex, but those around her want her having sex so much. The girl is having sayings to her from the ones around her. Now she plays with a razor from her sister's man. That razor has to finally be the weapon for her to control the sayings towards her. She is becoming psychopathic again and again. Being alone for so long is going to be the loss of control later when they want to force her to have sex and she ends up killing. Now she is in front of the closet door and the reflection of the mirror makes she feel observed by someone. Now it's night and she's in bed. She can't sleep. She's feeling nasty about something about her. She's hearing footsteps in the corridor outside her front door. She's terrified. The door now has a furniture blocking it. She is terrified by the idea of someone entering the place and raping her. It is so because of the sayings towards her. The sayings tell her to kill anyone who enters there because someone is going to rape her at night while she is sleeping. Now something weird happens. She tries to turn on the light and the wall suddenly breaks. That wall is broken because the security that she builds so as not to be raped is going to break suddenly like that wall. Her wall is going to break. Now it's like she goes wild from the steps in the corridor outside her door. She's terrified of those steps. The steps are in front of the door and she is very terrified. She has a furniture blocking the door, but now she has the delusion that a man enters the place and rapes her in bed. It is crazy but it is silent. No sound is heard, but now the phone ringing wakes her up. She knows now that she has not been raped. It was just a dream, a nightmare. Nobody talks to her on the phone and she hangs up. Now she is wandering the place about the sayings around her. She is sick of those sayings to her because those sayings are about her having sex suddenly. She goes to work but can't work well. She is working and feels absent again. She cuts a client's finger and her cry is so loud that everyone comes to see what happens. Now she is told to go home. She better has a few days off. She is about the sayings that say that she is going to have sex suddenly. She does not want to have that sex that she is told about. Sex is sick for her because there is no love about it. Love itself is not the solution really. The real solution is to have sex with love, but she is only into love. Now her handbag is opened by a co-worker and finds inside the heart of a rabbit. It is from the rabbit that she had to cook at home. The meaning would be that sex is going to be for her the way it has to be for Jesus and not like it is for the foes of Jesus. Now the girl walks through the streets abstracted from the rest. She walks as if thinking that something is going to force her to commit suicide later. She is going to have to face suicide if the sayings towards her are not stopped. Now she is at home. She is watching TV. The rabbit to cook is rotting. Now she hears the wall breaking again. She is calm because she has taken some tranquilizers, but those pills make her feel beaten by the sound. The sound comes through the walls like a whispering sound. The whispers tell her to have sex now. Now someone is ringing at the door. It is that man who is so much after her. She does not want to open the door. The man tries to persuade her to open it. Now he tries to open the door by forcing it. She gets sick because of it. She takes something to hit him in case he tries something like raping her. Now he is inside the place and she is holding a chandelier to hit him if it is necessary. He sees this and worries. She does not want to talk to him. He thinks that the girl is so much crazy. She is inside her own world and mindings, and she cannot even respond when one speaks to her. It's like she does not think about something. She's blocked and she just wants to be like this, to be blocked because while she's like this she has not sayings at her. She doesn't want to reply to something. She just wants to stay like this. Now the man is going to close the door and she walks after him and hits him repeatedly on the head to death. Now the girl realizes what she has done and feels terrified. She did not do it because of hatred towards him. She did it because the sayings were terrorizing her that the door was opened and once the door gets closed she would be raped by that man. So suddenly she took the chandelier and hit him on the head to death. Because of rushing about paranoia and the sayings terrorizing her about the upcoming events if the girl does not do what the sayings want, now the man is put in the bathtub. Now the girl is in the living room avoiding thinking about it all. She is having a break time, but she has a new nightmare in that time. It is another violation. This time it is the man of her sister, the one who rapes her. Now someone is ringing at the door again. She is asleep on the floor of the corridor. Now she wakes up with the doorbell. She checks the mail and does not go to the door. Later she is wandering at home. She is looking for someone that the sayings tell her is hidden somewhere watching her. It is so because she has sayings making her paranoid. She is trying to look for someone around her. Now it is as if through the walls hands come out that want to catch her. Then someone calls on the phone. It is the wife of her sister's man. She tries to make her feel afraid because she knows their relationship. The girl cuts the telephone cable so now there is no way to contact someone by phone. Now someone rings at the door again. He is the owner of the flat. He comes to be paid the rent of the place. He has keys to open the door. Now he pushes the door and manages to open it. She is hiding somewhere in the place. The man has entered the place and is looking there around him. Now they find each other. She looks at him like crazy. He does not seem like a rapist to her. That man is mature and she does not think he is going to rape her. She gives him the money and hopes that he leaves as soon as possible. She is having sayings again. They tell her to kill the man. That man is seeing her as a sexual predator of young ones. He is getting turned on with her alone with that dress that is like not even being dressed. Being like that is not normal for him. It is like a provocation. Now he approaches her. She thinks that this man is normal and is not a rapist. He thinks that she is attracted to the type of men like him. Now the girl picks up the razor from the floor. She has sayings now about that man is the type for her. About that for having sex is the best option for her. The man is sweating from the need to have sex with her. She doesn't feel love for him. The man doesn't feel love for her. That man has no idea that this girl is really a psychopath. The man tries to get a kiss from her forcibly and she goes crazy. Now the man, after rolling around with her, gets up. He is thinking of being hard with her and raping her. Now they are close face to face. She cuts him in the neck. Now she with the razor is cutting him everywhere until he dies. Now at night she is having again the nightmare in which she is raped in bed. That nightmare happens so repeatedly because she is obsessed with being raped. She is obsessed by the sayings about her. She is only for love. The sayings are about her suddenly going to be raped. Now the girl is writing on the glass of a window with a lipstick. Her home is all disorganized. She feels that the sayings have stopped. Now the time is for her suddenly about having visions, hallucinations. Hands are coming out of the corridor walls to catch her. It is time now for the sister returning from her trip. Both she and her man arrive at the place. She does not arrive with the idea that her sister has been alone calm and nicely. Now it is like the girl is not dead but she is like this now forever. Because of those days of shock caused by the killings. Because the spirits have taken her spirit away and her body will be the only thing that remains on earth. She is wondering about what will be next in hell. The never-ending being absent about that hell. That hell. That hell. Go to hell. Go to heaven. Go to hell. Go to heaven. It's like matters. It's no matter what. It's next. It's far. It's the end, it's the beginning, the end never really comes. It's true that the end comes for a life, but the end of existence never comes. It's longing for a long time, long, 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 time, 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 about it all, it all, it all. It's like this because those who have sayings about someone are not prepared to those sayings are said from those who are in hell. Those sayings for her were about what time was, time, time, time. Those sayings towards her were the time is now, the time is now. It's like that, it's like that. Those sayings about her are the sayings about which to be said when you are ready for it. But for those who are not prepared for those sayings mean suicide or kill. It's like that, it's like that. The sayings are about to rush about something that is not so needed, about something that later it is taken by those who hear those sayings as being suicide, killing, dying.